RadioSaintPete.com.
Now a few minutes with RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today Charlie reviews Begin Again.
Movies tend to hold music, especially the songwriting and recording process, on a pedestal. No matter what transpires in the outside world, the artist holed up in a darkened studio with a scratch pad and pencil ferreting out lyrics is sacrosanct. Arty, tortured souls seek out and then wax nostalgic about their process's integrity and how deep, meaningful, and personal their songs are. In the real world, these platitudes come off as artificial and are as easy to pick apart as looking at the liner notes to see the poser did not write their own songs at all, but are merely the most visible part of a prepackaged product designed to please the least common denominator. In Begin Again, the recording process and resulting songs act more as life-cleansing elixirs rather than aiming to be the next Billboard chart toppers. The songs help an alcoholic, borderline suicidal record producer stop drinking. They cheer up a morose and shell-shocked girl with a broken heart, and then even go so far as to bring together an estranged father and daughter who cannot connect with each other without the tunes. The songs and creative process in Begin Again are omnipotent, benevolent answers to a diverse range of problems. It is not surprising music arrives with so much life-affirming power when you learn John Carney directed Begin Again. In 2006, Carney delivered the movie once to theaters. It spawned a Tony Award-winning Broadway musical and even won an Oscar for its centerpiece original song, Falling Slowly. Once chronicled an unsigned, raw musician with bottled-up tunes in his head he just had to record in the studio. Sinking all of his money and life prospects into the recording, Once is the epitome showcase of the fierce integrity involved in bringing out music from the soul. Begin Again is poppier than Once. The songs move at a faster, metronomic pace, and there are even other instruments involved than the solo acoustic guitar. Greta, played by Keira Knightley, is a Brit marooned in New York City after her boyfriend, Dave, Maroon 5's Adam Levine, breaks up with her when he signs a major record deal and feels he owes it to his new legion of female acolytes to provide them with his personal attention and affection. It does not matter that Greta wrote most of his songs. She must be left behind when the bright neon lights of the future beckon. A life-saving coincidence occurs at an open mic night at a crowded bar when Greta, shyly plucking out a song about what else, a dumped girl wandering about around a big city, is seen by Dan, played by Mark Ruffalo. Ruffalo, recently in Thanks for Sharing, playing a sex addict, is now an alcohol addict, drunk just about every hour of the day, and was just fired from his record firm he co-founded. This guy, who has a golden ear for the next hit, has reached rock bottom. Exactly why he spiraled down so far is muddled. There is something about marital problems, yet the film makes it seem like it is the music. He has not heard a genuine artist in so long it is taking its toll on him mentally, and it is not doing his liver too many favors either. With a noticeable lack of subtlety, Greta and Dan need each other. Greta needs Dan to produce and record her radio-friendly music about boys dumping girls, and Dan needs Greta to save his life. He hears her potential, knows he found the genuine article, and at the same time, their musical collaboration helps him talk to his troubled teenage daughter, and even soberly chat with his estranged wife. Carney is nothing if not over the top about the transformative power of music. Begin Again is a mostly by-the-numbers plot and earns praise for not succumbing to easy distractors, such as allowing a sexual relationship to grow between Greta and Dan, or make ex-boyfriend Dave overtly cruel. Dave is pretty much a good guy, but discovers he cannot settle for his college sweetheart when the Manhattan co-eds swoon at his every note. The friendship between Greta and Dan would catapult into something more in most lackluster rom-coms, but Carney is wise enough to leave it alone. There are also a few eyebrow-raising scenes stylistically. When Dan unexpectedly sees Greta perform for the first time, he sees much more than a lonely girl on a stage hiding behind a guitar. The piano starts to play by itself. The drumsticks strike the snare by themselves, a cello stands upright, and Dan visually sees what he can make the song into. Further into the film, when Greta and Dan truly start to connect and understand one another, they listen to music while walking around Manhattan, which provides a jaunty soundtrack as they take in the sights. They sneak into a dance club with throbbing techno music, but they are dancing to Stevie Wonder instead, lost in their own world. Begin Again follows a path trailblazed by 2007's music and lyrics, rather than Once. It will be palatable to just about every film-going demographic, because it offers us no punch. It is cute and easy to digest, for there is no weight or extra dimensions. No conflict is strong enough to survive the almighty pop song. I give Begin Again 2.5 out of 4 stars.
Begin Again is rated R, now playing at Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Movico Sundial 19, AMC Woodland Square 20, AMC West Shore 14, the Cine Bistro in Hyde Park, AMC Veterans 24, and Regal Citrus Park Stadium 20. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit Charlie Jewell, JUHL.com.
RadioSaintPete.com.